This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The question, of course, of whether or not Apple should do more to cooperate with the feds on unlocking this phone. You know my position on this stuff. It's never just one phone. I'll give you a little bit on that in a second. And, you know, the president has made it very, very clear. He had absolute authority to kill the Iranian general. In fact, he signed off on it about 7 months ago and said if the Iranian general ever kills Americans, then they have the right to go and we have the right to go in. You have the authorization from the commander in chief. Yet the craziest conspiracy theory ever has emerged about why the president actually ordered the killing of Soleimani, the Iranian general. I will share that with you. Of course, it's from crazy conspiracy theorist Joy Reid on MSNBC because she's a nut job.
The Rich Cioli Show on your schedule. This is the Cioli Show podcast.
This whole issue with Apple, you know, look, the attorney general came out yesterday and he was saying that we need to get the information that's on the phone. This is regarding the shooting that happened with the Saudis. And I have to tell you, you know, whenever these issues come up with the government forcing Apple to unlock a phone, it always seems from the surface so easy, right? Well, why don't they just do it? You know, why don't they just do it and then just do it and make it easy for everybody? Apple has built in this encryption to protect us from hackers and also from the government, by the way. And now the Department of Justice is trying to get them to open this up. What they say is that on the phone from one of the people involved in this U.S. naval base shooting in Florida last month, Apple has once again been asked to help extract data from iPhones that belong to the Saudi aviation student who fatally shot at U.S. Sailors at the U.S. naval base in Florida last month. Attorney General William Barr said, "We have asked Apple for their help in unlocking the shooter's phone. So far, Apple has not given any substantive assistance. The situation perfectly illustrates why it is critical that the public be able to access digital evidence once it has obtained a court order based on probable cause. We'll call on Apple and other technology companies to help us find a solution so that we can better protect the lives of American people and prevent future attacks." What's amazing is that the government, not only were these guys at a government facility and presumably we were, I would assume we knew who they were. We let them into the country and everything like this. The government couldn't keep us safe once again from terrorists. And now they're blaming Apple for it. And the argument being that, like, it's like we're supposed to ignore the fact that they couldn't stop this from happening. Once again, they were not able to stop it. But it's the fault of Apple because they won't turn around and go, sure, take the phone. Go ahead. We'll show you how to open it up and get rid of this encryption that we've created that cost us billions of dollars to create. The FBI made the first request last week as investigators tried to access two devices, an iPhone 7 and iPhone 5, that belonged to Mohammed al-Shamrani, a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force. The FBI has a court authorization to search the phones, and the devices were sent to the Bureau's lab in Quantico, Virginia. I would say that the government should do whatever they possibly can to open up the phones. But Apple said, "We reject the characterization that Apple has not provided substantive assistance in the Pensacola investigation. Our responses to their many requests since the attack have been timely, thorough, and are ongoing. We responded to each request promptly, often within hours, sharing information with FBI offices in Jacksonville, Pensacola, and New York. The queries resulted in many gigabytes of information that we turned over to investigators. In every instance, we responded with all the information that we had. We are continuing to work with the FBI, and our engineering teams recently had a call to provide additional technical assistance. Apple has great respect for the Bureau's work, and we will work tirelessly to help them investigate this tragic attack on our nation," said Apple. You'll hear more about this in the days to come. I just find it fascinating that it's like we forget about the FISA court abuses with Carter Page and George Stephanopoulos. It's Papadopoulos. It's like we forget about this stuff. Like it never happened, the abuses against these individuals. And I understand. I do. I get some. You may be listening going, "Come on, Rich. These are terrorists. We got to be able to access their phones." I get that. But this is the same argument that's used by the likes of Lisa Page and Peter Strozak. These are people that may be working with Russia We got to access their phones. I look, I want to be protected from terrorists, obviously, but I also want to be protected from my government. And I have seen government abuses in the last couple years with the spying on the Trump campaign that are potentially way more damaging than anything a terrorist could ever do. And I mean that sincerely, because if they were able to succeed and Hillary Clinton were president now, I think the damage that Hillary Clinton could do to this, to the courts, the damage that she would have done with her policies, and the fact that the police state were to have been able to win and overrule freedom and overrule liberty to be able to get their person in the White House is way more damaging to the Republic than any single act of terrorism. And I, for one, am glad of the fact that Apple has this encryption, because if they didn't have the encryption, then it would be very easy for them to probably hack these phones remotely and read the text messages of Carter Page and the text messages of George Papadopoulos. And they'll do it again. Let's not act like this spying on the Trump campaign was a one and done thing. I don't see anybody going to jail for it. I don't see anybody going to prison for violating the Fourth Amendment. I don't see anybody going to jail for abusing their power. And they're going to do this again. They always use terrorism as the guise to take away liberty, right? Terrorism, bad guys, as the guise to weaken the Fourth Amendment even more, to force private sector companies to bend to their will. We lose another protection. Like, I like the fact that my information is encrypted. I do. I like that. I want to keep it that way. I want to keep it that way so that I don't have to worry that a Democrat will become president and decide that they want to find out what those loud conservative talk show hosts are saying as they're all plotting to have a conservative revolution. Because don't forget, a lot of people in the Justice Department think that we're the real terrorists. You know, they think that it's really those white MAGA hat guys with their pickup trucks and their guns. They're really the terrorists to watch, you know. So it's easy when you have a terrorist from Saudi Arabia, and that sounds on the surface easy to go, yeah, absolutely, Apple should open up that phone, of course. But then when it's the Department of Justice looking into a presidential campaign, totally in violation of every concept of the republic and liberty that we could ever even think of, how do you feel about that? And their argument is, well, they might be colluding with Russia. And we have a warrant. See, what kept Carter Page's phone, I presume, and George Papadopoulos' phone from being hacked by Carter Page, by Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, is the two lovebirds who were doing all this stuff, the hatred of Trump motivating them. I guess what kept that from happening was the encryption by Apple. So again, I get the whole we got to be safe from terrorists argument. I get it. And I understand from the perspective of prosecutors, this sounds like a horrible thing. These were horrible people. These were terrorists on U.S. soil. And we got to have access to all their data. I get it. But when you figure out a way, if Apple were to figure out a way to get rid of that encryption for this one phone, that means it's gone for every phone. That's the problem. And this is the same thing that I outlined the last time this came up years ago. And that actually, when I outlined that years ago, was before all this Trump spying. You know, all that stuff that happened, that particular case, and I remember because I said, it was like Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and me, and we were all saying the same thing. You have to protect this data, because otherwise then once you figure out the way to get rid of the encryption for one, it's gone for all. And there were other hosts, conservative hosts, who were saying the opposite. There's a terrorist. We got to stop the terrorist. Open the phone. But this was before all the Trump spying. I'm even more convinced of my position and Russia's position and Levin's position now than I ever was before, because you see what they're capable of doing. You see what they're capable of doing with all this power that we give them to keep us safe. And they don't keep us safe because this shooting happened. But then we're supposed to turn around and give up more of our protections from the government and more of our liberty and cede more of our basic freedoms. And if we don't, then that's not patriotic, because how are we going to stop the bad guys? Well, what if the bad guys work for the Department of Justice? What if the bad guys have badges on and they're FBI agents? What if the bad guys are in the CIA or the NSA and they're trying to make sure that my candidate doesn't become president, and they're trying to spy on me because I'm helping the candidate with debate prep? Where's my protection from that is my question. Because you can do a whole lot of damage as a terrorist. I get it. But you can destroy the republic using the power of the federal law enforcement and federal national intelligence apparatus to rig an election and take away the will of the American people. That's far more devastating to the Republic than a single act of terror. That is the end of the Republic right there. And sometimes these little things like an encrypted phone is all that stops them from being able to achieve what they're trying to do. So I say, good for Apple. Hold your ground. The Republic will survive. We will be okay. We will be okay. But my protection from my government is the purpose of the Bill of Rights. The founders, the framers, were very, very smart in making sure that we, the people, have protections from our government for a reason. That reason has played out very clearly recently with the spying on the Trump campaign. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210 is the number, and you can weigh in, facebook.com/Zeoli Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.